You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Last night, we got our latest NBA MVP.
Yep, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
And John, what do we know about SGA?
Well, we know he's from Canada.
He is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Which continues a trend. We have not had an American win the NBA MVP since 2018, when it was James Harden.
Yes. Greece twice, Serbia three times, Cameroon.
Joel Embiid, yes.
Mm-hmm. And now Canada.
Canada, neighbors to the north.
So the MVP trophy is north of the border.
Yes.
The Stanley Cup is still south of the border.
Very much so. The question everybody wants to know is, when will we get our next great American star who wins the MVP in the NBA?
Mm.
And I think that guy plays in our city.
Oh, you think it's going to be?
I think it's Cade, whatever his middle name is, Cunningham. I don't know his middle name.
He's Are we even sure Cade is his first name?
That's a good point.
Yes.
Maybe Cade's his middle
Could
name.
Could be Francis.
Shout out Francis Dingler this morning. Cade, worth pointing out, finished top 10 in the MVP voting this season.
Yep.
Finished 7th. The players ahead of him, SGA, Canadian, Jokic, Serbian, Giannis, Greek, Tatum,
mm-hmm.
Achilles issue. We don't know. He won't be the MVP next year. We don't know how it's going to impact his career. Donovan Mitchell, who I think will have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is near the end of his career. And then Cade and Ant are in that same category, tied for 7th. Cade's in the short list. I don't feel like I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting to suggest that a player who had his breakout season all-star appearance is only going to get better and be in this conversation. He's the next guy to do it, right?
I think it will be, if American is going to win it, I don't think we're ever going to see LeBron win it again. It's probably going to be between the Ant-Man and Cade. And who was the other one that you had mentioned? I'm drawing a blank right
Donovan
now.
Donovan Mitchell finished with more votes. But I do wonder how much of these playoff chokes are going to get held against the Cavs moving forward.
Sure. It's always a possibility. But I think it's probably going to be between those two guys, Cade and
Ant. Yeah.
And it's some of it might be depending on what the Ant-Man does through the rest of the playoffs. Because not a great performance.
No.
In game one doesn't mean he can't have more MVP type performances throughout the course of the playoffs. But if he were to win it this year, not the MVP, but the titles,
yeah,
you're looking at a guy that's going to be the face of the NBA.
Yeah. hard to overcome.
There are a lot of perceptions that are hard to overcome.
But I don't think they're winning it this year.
And so I still thought this year that Nikola Jokic should have won it.
Okay.
There might have been some Jokic fatigue because it's three of the last four and he's just been dominant. His numbers this year were better than they have been, and he didn't win it. So it's a lot of it has to do with the perception of the team you're on, how good your team is. Right or wrong, that's a part of it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't want to take away from anything he did. He had an MVP caliber season, and obviously he ended up winning the MVP. But a lot of it has to do with the success of your team as well. But you also think one leads to the other. An MVP performance would lead to a team having a great season.
Well, and I think a lot of this too is like Cade is the face of the Pistons, and the Pistons' resurgence is credited to Cade's ascent. Yes. So most valuable, the literal definition of the award, Cade's going to have a great argument. I mean, he's coming off a season where he scored 26 points, 9 assists per game, 6 rebounds per game. He takes even a half step up. He's flirting with 30, 10, and 6-7. I mean, he's a guy who will be putting up MVP numbers on a team that should only be better next season. He was 7th this year in the MVP. I expect Cade Cunningham to be top 5 in the MVP voting as soon as next season.
There's a lot of reasons why they went from 14 wins to 44 wins. All right, there's a lot of reasons. But then you fast forward and you think, okay, what is it going to take for this team to get to the next level? It's going to be another level by Cade Cunningham. So he'll be in that conversation. So what can they do between now and next year? Can they go from 44 wins to 55 wins?
North of 50, I think you get a real shot to win the MVP.
Yeah. And so that's where that's the target I would hit or I would put out there for this team. Cade Cunningham is the face of the franchise, was the face of the franchise last year, going from 14 to 44. If he can also be the face of the franchise, which he will have to be, to go from 44 to mid-50s or better,
sure.
Now all of a sudden a two-year run like that, and you start to gain momentum and more votes working your way up that list.
Who is the next American to win the NBA MVP? 248-539-9797. I'll make a hell of a case that it's Cade. You want to throw Ant Edwards in the mix? I think he's deserving. Texter says, what about the guy who made the big shot last night, Tyrese Haliburton?
Was he on that list?
Did he receive MVP votes, you're asking? I believe he did. He did not.
Okay.
So someone who did, Jalen Brunson, also on the ticket text, says the New York media is going to push him, especially if they make the NBA Finals this year.
A lot of the end of this season will set guys up for success next year in regards to the perception and voters looking at it. Should only be what happens next year,
but
we're all human, right? Yeah. And we all have preconceived notions of what guys are supposed to be and what they do.
Only two players got first place votes this year, SGA and Jokic. Cade finished 7th. What do you guys think? Is he the next American to win the MVP? Any other Americans that finished with votes? Guys like Steph, but I think we're to the point where I don't think Steph's winning MVPs anymore. James Harden, same deal. Mm-hmm. Not going to win MVPs anymore. Evan Mobley got a vote. I don't know his background. Is he American, Canadian? He's American. I suppose maybe, but does that work against Cleveland that they have two guys?
Split the vote?
Yeah.
You know, in a season like next year is a spot for him to win it, Cade, because when does Wemby's MVP start?
You're right.
You know, if he rounds into form here, next year should be a huge year for him. And even Cooper Flagg, if he actually turns into what people think they are, you know, the windows, for Cade to win could be pretty small. I mean, he's gonna have that close to triple double season.
Yeah,
and that's when he'll probably win it. People will respect that and recognize that.
Like, is it really out of the question the next 2-3 years the Pistons feel like they finally have a good operation and they're supporting him? Really out of the question that he flirts with a triple double season and the Pistons win 55 plus games at some point the next couple years? Like, I think it's right there for him.
Mm-hmm. With the East opening, Tatum injury, you could really see it happening.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's just, he's going to have to pick the right year to do it, I think. Because I don't think Cade Cunningham will ever be the best player in the NBA. Is that going too far?
You said it kind of definitively. I don't think it's definitive.
Well, he could have. So is it the best player that always wins it?
No, that's why he's got to get the right year.
Right.
That's
kind of it's going to have to be. So it most valuable player doesn't mean best player in the NBA. It's just most valuable to your team. And I think when you put a couple of seasons together and you have 30 more wins than you did the year before, and then all of a sudden, because that's to me is an easier jump than going from 44 to 55. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to back up what he did this year. It's going to justify, and it's going to solidify that he is one of the top players in the NBA. And then if you put together a season where you're averaging a triple-double, then yeah, that is one of the great seasons.
Ticket Texture says, yes, my vote is for Cade Parker Cunningham. There's his middle name. Ticket Texture says, I think the makeup of the team will depend on if Cade wins an MVP or not. If Ivy has the ball a lot, it could take away some opportunities from Cade. Like, ultimately, we want them to win games, so if that's the trade-off, I'm cool with it. Texture says you have to average a triple-double to win the MVP in Detroit. The league will never give it to a guy in Detroit, Josh and Warren.
I don't subscribe to that. It takes more, but I think Cade could provide more.
Let's get to Frank in Rochester. Frank, good morning.
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, so I actually just think that you guys are a little bit in the clouds of this conversation. When I'm looking at the league right now, this is a lot about the teams, the media, and the top player on the top team. We have Jalen Brunson. We have Cat in New York who are winning. They have a better chance already. We have Luka. You guys mentioned Wemby. Donovan Mitchell. These guys all have winning teams already around them. Jason Tatum, all of these guys. And I think Cade Cunningham is going to be top 10 for a very long time. And then the new wave of young kids is going to come by and then sweep them up.
I'm not telling you he's winning it next year, right? Because I don't know that the Pistons are going to be a 1 or 2 seed next season. And I agree team success is a huge part of how they hand out this award.
That's his name that we didn't mention either, Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
In L.A. Like, I think he's got a better chance of doing that than he ever had in Dallas.
But I want to push back on the narrative of where they play. The winner this year plays in Oklahoma City. Jokic plays in Denver, not LA, New York, Boston. How about Giannis with a couple MVPs in Milwaukee? I don't think it's a requirement that you got to be playing in one of these big media markets. I think it's silly to suggest you can't win an MVP in Detroit.
No, I agree that it can happen in Detroit. I just think it may take a little bit more.
All right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.